We're going to call... We can't do Nando yet because it'll be interrupted by Dennis Anderson. So if Mr. Nando would just hang in there.
Yeah, tell Nando to hang in there.
You're on.
Yeah, bring back Slick.
Okay, hey, good. 7:10, yell that out your window.
Well, I will. But I want to ask, are there any chance in any way that they'd let Tony be the manager?
No.
No? Why not? No.
They don't think Tony takes his work seriously enough, I guess.
He doesn't take it seriously.
In fact, the greatest thing that ever happened to Tony was Kirby Puckett crediting him with his home run surge, because if the current manager had his way, Tony wouldn't be the batting instructor.
Yeah, well, most fans have their way. Their current manager wouldn't be there either.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Bring back Slick. Dennis Anderson will be back.
I don't mean to scare you out of the woods, but there is a wood tick out there you should be aware of, and it carries Lyme disease. We'll talk about it right after this.
We're not too early. We want you sportsmen and women to start thinking about one of the outdoor high points of the year. Game Fair, 1986. The husband and wife trap shooting champions Chuck and Lorelei Delaney from Armstrong Ranch Kennels, Anoka, will be your host and hostess once again this year for Game Fair 1986. You know Lorelei Delaney. You've probably seen her dog exhibitions at sports shows all over the country. Nationally recognized as leading trainers of hunting dogs, Lorelei and Chuck invite you to meet them and see what's new from equipment manufacturers and exhibitors, and hear experts in hunting, shooting, and fishing. Perhaps even try your own skills for 5 big days, the weekend before Labor Day and Labor Day weekend. Game Fair 1986, everything from trap shooting to food and family fun. And it's not too late for your manufacturers, dealers, and exhibitors to be part of Game Fair 1986. For details, call 427-0944. 427-0944. Game Fair 1986, Armstrong Ranch Kennels, Anoka.
Well, this is the middle of the peak season for Lyme disease. Now, although Lyme disease has been reported as early as April and as late as November, most cases occur in Minnesota during June and July. How do you get it? Well, infected deer ticks transmit Lyme disease to humans. Now, the deer tick is small with a brownish body and black legs. It is found in tall grass and underbrush and can be easily picked up by campers and hunters in the fall. Now, a red skin lesion is the first symptom that develops when a person is bitten by a Lyme disease-carrying tick. The lesion expands to form a bright red ring with a clear center, which is often hot to the touch. Now, other symptoms at the onset may include malaise, fatigue, chills, fever, headache, muscle pain, sore throat, nausea, or vomiting. Several days to a month later, arthritis can develop, with cardiac abnormalities and other maladies possible occurring as well. What's the recommendation? If you think you've been bitten by a Lyme disease-carrying tick, if you have the red blotch, see a doctor immediately. Inform him or her that you've been in the woods and that you may have been bitten by a tick, and it can most easily, in most instances, be taken care of with antibiotics. For Talk Radio 1500... I'm Dennis Anderson.
Royce's listening to this, and he says, "That's why I don't mow my lawn, man. I'm going to get a tick."
I used to have the 2.5 acre estate.
You get ticks out of
the
trees.
Yeah, but they crawl in the grass, too. They come over to get you.
Oh, that's the lamest excuse I've ever heard in my life for a guy not doing the grass. Oh, I might get a tick.
Hey, there's a kid in the neighborhood who can use the money, too. That's
KSDP Monday Night Sports Talk, the most widely listened to sports talk show in America.
Here's a man that's got to be nervous because it's only 17 minutes until Kathleen.
Hello, darling.
Hello, and saludos to you, my sports gurus. I have these things on me. Dennis Anderson finally explained it. I thought there was a social disease. Anyway, my darlings.
Yes.
First of all, congratulations to you and your whole radio station. You know, I don't know if they told you. They probably don't tell you people these things. But you guys have a 20% increase in your ratings.
Holy cow.
20%.
You got it right, Nando. We are the last people that will ever know that.
Probably because they don't want to pay you more.
That's right. You know that radio business.
First of all, is it safe to come out of my bomb shelter yet?
Why?
Is that tornado still there?
Oh,
it could reform at any time, my darling.
The killer tornado.
Any time. It could come back.
That's right.
They want to suck you, you know, at least to watch the 6 o'clock news in case it does come back.
That's right.
You know, the problem with these tornadoes coming at news time, nobody has their makeup on. They do not look marvelous at all. Have you seen Sally Patrick without makeup?
No.
Don't even think about it. Have her eyebrows painted in yet.
She's pretty different looking with it on.
But she looks really good. So anyway, the whole thing, without the makeup, those people, they did not look good at all.
No.
And
well, the
Paul
nice
Majors,
thing...
Paul Majors kept looking, thinking, shouldn't there be commercials now? He looks looked like he was not a happy camper.
Was it a nightmare to you? Was it nature's nightmare?
I still am shaking right now.
Yeah.
Could it be these bites? Anyway, this Max Mesmer, Max, my darling, you look marvelous, but you said a naughty word on the air, which Paul Douglas translated as debris. Yeah.
Max didn't say debris?
He said a different word.
Look at all this stuff in the air, Max.
Sort of like that. Paul translated that. Apparently, there's debris in the air. Anyway, he was crazy.
I think it was a whip.
Max is kind of a crazy guy, isn't he? He's the kind of guy.
Is that? Yeah.
He's the kind of guy I'd love to see you have on the hideaway, because he wore shorts up there. He was flying around in his Bermudas. He's kind of just a crazy guy.
Right now, I'm working on the Max Mesmer poster.
Nando, enough of that. Are you going to hang with us the second hour or not?
Let me explain something to you, Patrick.
Yes.
I have priorities in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to watch it on TV because I'm pretty sure most of the entertainment will be cut out.
You think so?
You know, I could describe it, but then we'd have problems.
That's right. I saw the ads for it, and the ads show him staring through the window.
Pat. You're yelling. It's killing me. You're yelling too much.
Patrick,
I can't hear. That's why.
It could be. You should see like Robert Young or something. Too much caffeine, Pat.
Turn him.
There. Now I can hear.
Please don't.
Okay.
Okay, Nan. A little radio trouble.
It's crazy.
When it happens. It's a crazy business.
That's Frantisek how our radio.
Musil. Can we talk about Frantisek Musil?
Yes.
That's not a hockey name.
No.
It's like a ointment or something.
Mm-hmm.
Put some Frantisek Musil on that.
Yeah, that's a hockey beak, don't I know?
He's crazy. We should nickname him something besides something friendly man.
Yeah, better than friendly man?
Spike or something like that.
Yeah, he does look like a spike.
Spike Musil. You know his nose.
Or Meta.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that, but glad you did. You know, this whole thing, his nose, it goes like in more directions than 35W.
Well, I thought though that the bridge,
planes could land on his nose.
Okay, go ahead. Right. What I was trying to say is it's as wide at the top by his forehead as it is at the bottom.
And it looks marvelous. Really. He looks like a hockey guy.
Yeah.
You know, he says he wants to be a tough guy. Yeah. Says he wants to, you know, to hurt people, to slap them around a little. Like, you know, North Stars need that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's one thing to slap a 5'7" Rusky around, but go into the corner with Chris Nyland sometime, my darling.
Yeah, let's see how that big check does then.
Then we'll see how entertainment he is. Anyway, you know, the final thing, Patrick, you had that column on Friday.
Yes.
Fantastic column.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous.
Thank you.
And if that guy, at the same time I was reading the column, I got my mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this in the mail here. It is a letter from KSTP Radio.
Are you still at work, Nando?
Of course not.
Oh, I saw.
Crazy?
I heard a chair squeak, like kind of an office chair.
No, this is a piece of paper. This is a prop.
Oh.
Okay, you got your letter from.
It's a letter. It says for to all people who have the private number mm-hmm. from KSTP Management,
mm-hmm.
you have to go through these drug testing things now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had that same guy, that picture that you had in there.
Yes.
I gave an impromptu sample on the spot.
You did, huh?
He does not look good at all.
His name's Forrest, too. That
Forrest
bothers me.
Crazy.
But anyway, good thing he doesn't have a little comb mustache there.
You know, he started cutting the hair going across the part of his head.
Yes.
So anyway, my darlings, that's it. That's the whole thing.
Well, it was certainly good news on the ratings, and slightly ironic to be getting them from you.
Well, slightly, yes. So anyway, you guys are crazy go nuts, and everyone out there, you look marvelous. I've never told you that before, but you do.
Thanks, Nando.
All right. Well, I'm thrilled to know that Nando's going to hang with us and drop Kathleen Turner.
Well, he does have the right idea, though. What could it have that... network TV.
Channel
9 doesn't drop stuff out.
Channel 9,
they're tough.
They'll run the porn.
They're tough.
Yeah.
They don't have the ball game on television, do they?
No, Monday night ball on ABC.
Oh.
Guess who? The
Mets and Dodgers?
The Mets.
No,
you're
on.
Mets.
Yeah, is this Bring Back Slick Time?
Yes, well, 10 after 7, you got to shout it out your window.
Okay, now the other thing, who said Tony isn't serious about coaching? The guy's got ulcers, doesn't he?
That's right.
He's worried about something.
So, in any event, I mean, you know, that proves the guy's got to be serious about something. The other thing, I mean, they can bring back Billy Beer, and they can teach Bobby Knight how to play baseball, right? But on your Herbeck thing, didn't Herbeck say that if Heaton did it the next time, I'm sure Herbeck will maintain that's what he said. I'm trying to recall. I don't have
the quote. Is there a start between
the two
losses?
No, I think if it happens again, yeah, he gave up six in between.
He might have weaseled himself out of that one. I think he might have... On the other hand, I think you should hold him to it anyhow.
That's right. I think
I
he ought to
he
say, Neil,
say,
here
I bet
it
he
is.
Did say the next time.
Neil, here it is. I think he ought to say.
What's one of Herbie's checks? It's probably about $23,000.
Well, he's about $8,000 this year. He's building up to the mill.
I mean, do they get paid every 2 weeks like humans?
Yes, yes, they do.
Keaton deserves it, no doubt.
All okay. Right.
Call him up. Give him hell in Detroit.
Bring
we'll
back,
be right back.
Bring back Slate. That's why I was yelling.
KSTP Talk Radio weather calls for a 20% chance of a thunderstorm late tonight with partly cloudy skies, overnight about 60 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy again and again, a 20% chance of a thunderstorm, 65 for the overnight low Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm, the high near 87. Right now, mostly sunny and 79 degrees.
Paul Newman shoots pool. He's the hustler. Tonight at 7, that's a special time on KITN-TV, Channel 29.
We really stuck the knife in our, didn't we, Bert?
George C. Scott is his manager.
Eddie, you owe me money!
Jackie Gleason is Minnesota Fats. Newman's got to beat him. It is so intense, you won't want to see anything with pockets for a week. And tomorrow night at 7, that's a special time on Channel 29. What could be the matter with Rosemary's Baby?
Try to sleep.
Mia Farrow's son came with all the extras, horns and a tail. Tonight at 7, that's a special time, The Hustler. Tomorrow night at 7, that's also a special time, Rosemary's Baby. All on KITN-TV, Channel 29. The Kitten That Roars. To see Channel 29 better, get an inexpensive UHF loop antenna at any Tom Thumb store.
This is Mike Edwards of the Criterion Restaurant outside of the Criterion at 494 and 100, standing right at the intersection of 494 and 100. And I'm still not sure, since we're outside, if I'm perspiring or sweating. I think I'm perspiring, but a lot of people here are sweating. It's an incredibly awful sight. And aroma, too. We've had several accidents out on 494. We've just completed the company challenge. Computer-aided timeshare company. Chris Martin, Roger West, Linda Lane, and Jeff Holmes, and William Alexander, and Dallas Humphrey were the winners with 34 points, very close behind the Oz Insurance Agency with 33, and American Hardware Mutual, the women of Mutual. They didn't do so well. They had very low score, and so we're not going to mention that. You want to know the name of the player who had eight consecutive times? He led the American League with singles, just base hits. The correct answer? Number two for the Chicago White Sox, Nellie Fox, did it eight times. Come on out to the Criterion Restaurant this evening. All the crab legs you can eat for only $11.95. This is Mike Edwards at the Criterion.
Together with Chevy.
Summer's here, and it's the best time to get a good car deal at your 14 Twin City Chevy dealers. They're offering a great deal now on even the most popular midsize in America, Chevy Celebrity. Right now, you can get 5.9 annual percentage rate financing on Celebrity. Come in and take your pick now, while there's still a good selection. Start your summer off right, behind the wheel of a Celebrity, at your 14 Twin City Chevy dealers.
Together with Chevy.
We're back, and we got to do a little, in the honor of Louie's adventure. Remember the night
Louie's big adventure.
Angel and Arcid were on, all of a sudden there was dueling. Lou Nannies was going. Remember Vogel did the dueling Cosells, which made the Larry King show this week.
That might be, you did?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That might be good movie, Louie's Big Adventure, and they could have Pee Wee.
Yeah.
Louie.
Yeah.
Bicycle.
But can you imagine Lou Nanny over there? Trying to negotiate these complex things. Here's the dueling Lou's.
Right now, when you tackle a player of the caliber of Gretzky, and the best thing you got going for you is Ken Nielsen, you're in hot water.
Well, we're a little bit concerned on this end, Lou, about the absence of the painter. Apparently, the painter is going to be out to the first of the year, but I talked to Steve the other day. He assured me that since he'll probably only be playing 40 games this year, he's going to try to play in them. And well, I thought it was kind of encouraging.
Well, that's exactly right, me. I've had trouble trying to sign some of these players before. Now Willie Platt has given me a hard time. Maybe you could tell me exactly what me is up to.
I think Willie's been watching that new scoreboard that we got out there a little bit too much. That thing's a blockbuster suit, and Pat, you got to get out there to see this thing.
I'll be out there tomorrow night, Lou.
We got to run, guys. Football coming up.
Football.
We'll tell you later.
Okay.
All right. Dueling Lou and Nance.
See you later.
That's from that tape from Charles Clark sent that in.
That's right.
But can you imagine Lou over there in Zagreb or whatever? I'd like to get some of these guys out of here. We got a Concord play. We're trying to get going now.
Yeah. You know, that's part of an 11 or 12 minute shtick from last fall. That's great.
Yeah.
We got Uncle Wally and everyone else.
Well, also on that tape's when Uncle Wally's trapped in the men's room with the Lexington. And the manager, Don, comes in and tells him to leave. He says he doesn't care if he does have a tie on.
You know that, did I say this on Monday, that on Saturday, that last Monday, at the award ceremony for the Bob Kurtz Open, the Have a Drink golf tournament?
We played in it, but we didn't get to go to the dinner.
I went to the awards ceremony.
You went to the, I didn't have pants.
Did I tell you that Angel and
yes,
I
you did.
Hosted it for an hour, and it was unbelievable.
You said that it was pretty hilarious.
They buried everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
Everybody.
Was the real Sid there?
The real Sid was there. Charlie Walters was there, and the R. Sid.
Did Walters have words with the real Sid?
No, R. Sid gave an award to Charlie Walters, in which he described his column as a cheap imitation of the real thing. It was wonderful. The highlight, of course, was when Brad Butow was there, and they presented him with a set of golden rams, you know, the little spheroids that you play with.
Golf balls.
And said that if Paul Gill had any of these, you'd still be coaching hockey at the University of Minnesota. That drew some chuckles.
You're on.
Yeah, I had to call since you like to air the Twins' dirty laundry in public so much. I got to tell you, Slick is not coming back. No. The Twins are going to be Martinized.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Dark Star said that.
Remember back in 1960 when Billy played for Cincinnati and Jim Brewer was pitching for the Cubs? And brushed back Billy, and the next pitch, Billy accidentally let the bat slip out of his hand and went towards the mound? And he went up to the mound, and he said, "That's okay, I've got it." He goes down, picks up his bat, comes up, cold cocks Brewer, breaks his cheekbone.
Isn't he the guy, didn't he have to jump up in the air to hit him?
Yeah,
he got sued on that one.
Now, that's the kind of guy we need.
Okay.
Yeah.
is this a prediction or do you have some inside information?
Well, this is just a prediction.
Okay,
but it's going to happen.
Bring back
We need
Slick.
To get fired up, and Billy, have you seen the baseball book, The Hall of Shame, came out last year?
Yeah, well,
it lists the meanest players in baseball history, and Billy Martin is the first one listed.
Okay.
That's the kind of guy we need.
All right.
Okay.
Say, I just figured.
Disagree violently.
Well, I don't think he was being serious.
Okay.
If Herbeck gives one of his checks to Neil Heaton, it's a check for about 61.5 somewhere in there.
Okay. Well, we'll see if Herbie's a man of his word or not.
Oh, Such. Oh, sorry. call back.
Later.
Goodbye. We'll be back next hour.
How do they do it? How in a world of giant corporations can a small local brewery in Wisconsin, in poll after poll, win top honors as the best beer in the USA? Hi, this is Ray Scott telling you it's not easy. Start with the world's purest spring water, add the finest obtainable grain, malt, and hops, and combine and brew them with the kind of skill you'd get with four generations of brewing experience. That's what they do at Leinenkugel's, the way they've done it for 113 years. And that's why they win all those awards. But you have to understand that Leinenkugel's is still owned and operated by the Leinenkugel family. And they're not going to put their name on anything but the very best. And so it is. Leinenkugel's is still made the old-fashioned way. And if you haven't tried it, don't wait any longer. Next time you buy beer, look for Leine's and see if you don't agree. It may not be the biggest, but more and more people think it's the very best there is.
KSTP AM 1500, the talk station.
Oh, did I catch you right in the middle of your aerobics? Well, that's all right. Go ahead and stretch. I just wanted to ask you, are you having any fun eating lately? Do a lot of your meals center around tofu and wheat germ? Loosen up. Get over to Mama Lou's and have fun. Try some of Mama Lou's delicious, meaty, barbecued ribs and chicken. Mmm, all you can eat for just $7.95 every Sunday through Thursday. It's okay to have fun eating. I personally saw Jane Fonda chewing on a chocolate marshmallow bunny at the L.A. airport, and she was having a ball. At least it looked like Jane Fonda. Relax. They have a salad bar with over 60 ingredients, many of which you'll be intimately familiar with if you're into veggies. Yup, yup, yup. Now, when you've cooled down, grab your significant other and head for Mama Lou's. I promise you'll experience dining pleasure in every muscle group. Bring your Reeboks. And after dinner, he can drive home, you can jog behind the car.
Mama Lou's. Food that's fun to eat.
Sample Mama's all-you-can-eat Sunday brunch for only $8.95.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
KSTP Talk Radio.
It's 7 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. The White House calls it a major foreign policy speech. President Reagan talking about South Africa. A preview from ABC White House correspondent Sam Donaldson.
In his speech tomorrow, the president will strongly denounce apartheid and call on the South African government to eliminate it quickly. He will call for the release from prison of Nelson Mandela and other black leaders and will urge the South African government to negotiate with them. That means negotiating with the now outlawed African National Congress, which Mandela heads. He will say the U.S. intends to step up its own contacts with the ANC and other black resistance groups. But Mr. Reagan will not endorse any new economic sanctions.
And Donaldson says congressional leaders of the president's own party are predicting now that congressional action demanding sanctions cannot be forestalled. And I'll have more after this.
Phyllis' mother and I begged you not to bring your dog to your wedding. Look at you, walking down the aisle with a bouquet in one hand and your chihuahua in the other.
Daddy, nothing comes between me and my dog. Except the Hearts 2-in-1 flea and tick collar.
When your dog or cat wears the Hearts 2-in-1 collar, it's protected against dangerous fleas and ticks for 5 months, so you and your family can get close to your pet without getting close to fleas and ticks.
Phyllis, you take your husband on the honeymoon, not the chihuahua.
The Hearts 2-in-1 collar. The collar to get if you're close to your pet.
Every time you speak, people judge you by the words you use. To make a powerful impression, you need a powerful vocabulary. You need Verbal Advantage. Audio cassette tapes that teach you proper pronunciation, meaning, and usage without study. Verbal Advantage gives you the word power you need to succeed in life. All you have to do is listen. For information, call now 1-800-545-1985. 545-1985.
Another success program from National Dynamics.
There is plenty of cleaning up going on in North Central California after a severe earthquake caused considerable property damage north of the town of Bishop in the Chalfont Valley. A report from ABC's Dave Stiebel.
Officials are telling people don't drink the water. They're afraid that the earthquake has clouded up the well water, and until experts can test it to be sure it's drinkable, trucks are bringing in bottled water and they're passing it out at the fire station. Marine Corps helicopters are also bringing in supplies. Neighbors are going door to door to make sure friends are okay. Mobile homes have been especially hard hit. Porches have collapsed, windows have popped out, and many businesses are closed, and the owners are sweeping up broken bottles and jars. Dave Stiebel for ABC News, San Francisco.
Today's quake measured more than 6 on the Richter scale. It was felt some 500 miles away in Salt Lake City. A crackdown on crack is underway in New York City. Ministers from more than 50 black churches, joined by comedian Dick Gregory, promising to take over 5 of the city's busiest drug-dealing corners. The churches also began 24-hour vigils, keeping their doors open to provide drug counseling.